This call is being recorded.
So I want to just make a few announcements before we pursue this call. First of all, there will be no call next Monday. That's September the 5th. This is a long weekend, and I have family coming from Vancouver to visit me. And there is no call on Monday, September the 12th. I have a birthday celebration, so I am not going to be doing that call. I will be either celebrating or maybe even doing a bike trip along the KVR here in Kelowna. Before we start, I want to talk a little bit about Taffy. I have Taffy Team 29 starting on Tuesday, September the 13th. I still have spots available. Taffy is $377 plus the cost of the product. It is a teleconference call. It is done via teleconference call on a daily basis, 15 minutes a day for 5 days a week for a period of about 8 weeks. And each day you work with a team of 6 people where you commit to your health. You receive a lesson, which is also emailed to you, and you responsibly take action according to the instructions given to you via Taffy. You learn things in Taffy that nobody else teaches you. And some of the things you learn, you will learn about body temperature and starting to understand that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Multiple sclerosis can't live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Either can Parkinson's, either can Alzheimer's, either can other disease conditions. You'll learn how to raise your body temperature in Taffy. You'll learn about inflammation. This sounds like a fancy word, but what is it? You'll learn about the multi sources of inflammation. What are the poisons that are causing the inflammation? What is inflammation? Where does it come from? You learn about candida yeast infections that produce xenoestrogens in our body that affect the thyroid, that affect metabolism, throw all your hormones out of balance, that affect the function of your liver. Who teaches you this? Taffy does. You learn about the colors of different foods, the reds, the yellows, the whites, the blues, the greens, and why each color of food is important, because each color feeds a major body system in our body. You learn how to do a bowel cleanse, how to do a kidney flush, how to do a liver cleanse, how to do the gallbladder flush. These kind of things you all learn in Taffy. So if this is something that you're interested in, and I would like to say everyone should be doing Taffy, why wait until you come up with a serious diagnosis when, in fact, you can kind of bypass that whole diagnostic scenario, get on with it, and do Taffy. Take responsibility for the health of your own body. So please register with me. And my phone number is 250-764-2852. You can go to my website, donnaroth.com. That's donnaroth.com. And I'm happy to place you on a Taffy team. So having said that, we have a guest speaker. Her name is Nikki. And Nikki comes from the Vancouver area. I think it's Abbotsford or something like that. I don't quite remember. She also is a Taffy grad, and she has had some really interesting experiences that she's going to share with you. So I would like to invite Nikki to our call and ask her to take over. So Nikki, we're so happy to have you on the call, and thank you for being so obliging in doing a presentation for us this evening. Nikki, are you there?
I'm here, Donna.
Yay! Okay, so Nikki, can you please... I'm just going to give you the whole, you just go ahead and take over here, Nikki, and share your experiences with us.
Okay. So I'm Nikki from Abbotsford. In November 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, opted to have double mastectomy. And at that point, of course, because of the stage of everything, in the conventional doctor's eyes, I needed to pursue the chemotherapy and radiation ASAP. Right now, don't think twice, hurry, let's do it right away. And luckily, I had had some very good people in my life that had done their healing naturally with their cancers, and I decided to put a halt to all that rush. And I actually never even went in to see the oncologist because I decided that I was not going to let any doctor put a day stamp on my life, that I was going to be the one in charge of how my life was going to live out and how I was going to choose to do it. So I started on a pretty scary journey, and everything started falling into place. I worked on my own nutrition and started as a vegan, stopped pretty much eating anything conventional, like no fast foods, nothing. I drank juice for 6 months. I went through the whole kit and caboodle that Donna, you know, has explained to me in Taffy, with my Taffy leader, how how observed that was to do that and to put myself under that strain. But I did not have the wisdom at Donna at that time in my journey. So I went along and just decided that I was going to take my health in my own hands. And that's exactly what I did. And I've not had a doctor give me a test to this day to say to me whether I'm cancer-free or not cancer-free, but I live in the realm of I am cancer-free. And that's what I get up every morning and say, and that's how I live my life. In April of this year, I was presented with a health challenge that kind of caught me off guard, and a very good friend of mine, Susan, who I had done some journey healing with, advised me that I needed to do the Taffy program and start Donna Ross Pawpaw program right away because we didn't want to take any chances, any risks of, not being logical with the diagnosis that I had had. So I decided that's exactly what I was going to do, and I got on the regime right away, 12 pawpaws, 12 cat claws a day, 2, 4, 6, 12 MCs, the smoothies, and I'm still doing all of that on, you know, with everything else that, because I'm having problems with my eyes, I'm doing perfect eyes. The silver guard and the silver gel has been hugely instrumental, and I'm going to share a couple of stories about that after I finish talking about me. But I believe that the Taffy program, when I finish the Taffy program, you kind of get a moment to just reflect on everything. You get to talk. You get to put all the wisdom that you've learned into place. And I broke down at that point because I was so overwhelmed with the fact that Donna Roth had spent the time to put together this Taffy program. And I knew that health was vital to healing cancer, but I just didn't have all the scientific knowledge, the ABCDs, the not knowing that being a vegan kept my body temperature so low. And after I started eating meat, even though I didn't want to, but now I'm enjoying it a little bit more, my body temperature came up right away. And my energy is awesome. I'm still having, issues with my eyes every now and again, but I feel full of energy, full of life. And, for me, that's really what is important for me is, it's hard, I'm sure, for people to hear somebody say that this, dealing with an illness like this can be a gift. But I have to say, and I say it to every person because I get a lot of people that call me and talk to me because they want to hear about my journey. They say, how can you say that cancer has been such a gift to you? And I tell them, like, my life never would be in the place that it is today if I never experienced this illness. And I wake up every day and I thank my higher power for cancer, for what it's brought to my life, for how it's changed me, for how it's made me believe in myself again, for all of the things that I felt that were instrumental in healthy living that I never could put into play, all of a sudden came around full circle, and here I am with this diagnosis, and I'm changing all these wonderful things in my life and learning how to love myself. And the vision board that you make in Taffy, I still have that in my room, and I share it with everyone that comes in my house because that is essential to my healing, as well as all of the information that we learn in Taffy. And it was an absolute aha moment, as we say in Taffy, to go through all of the information that Donna put together. And, you know, while I was doing Taffy, I had to go in for a hospital visit related to my eyes. And they did a scan on me, and all of a sudden they found out, looking at my history, that I had a cancer diagnosis. And then all of a sudden everything changed. Uh-oh, she had cancer, so now we need to do a bone scan. We need to do a chest x-ray. We need to do this. We need to do that. And I just simply said to them, sign me out. I am not doing any of your tests. I deal and I work with my cancer on my own, and I'm not going through any of this flu-flu that you guys want to put me through. And the next day I signed myself out of the hospital, and the doctors thought I was absolutely out of my mind. I went to a very good friend's wedding and danced the night away, and that's what I believe is the healing properties of cancer, is have as much fun as you can, take care of your body, and just be overall your own doctor, your own wisdom, your body's wisdom. I mean, it's told us, it's for years has said to us, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. And we've chosen not to listen, or I chose not to listen. And then one day, all of a sudden, the universe said to me, well, guess what? Now you're listening. And yes, I finally did. I listened, and by the grace of, you know, so many wonderful things in my life, I was able to quit my job financially, luckily, that I was okay to do that, and I was really able to focus on my healing, meditation, and just learning to love life like I had never thought that I could ever do before. So that's really my journey. The things that I would like to share, some of the most inspirational things, too, is like, I did, prior to starting the TAPI program, I had already started removing root canals. And when I had removed one of my root canals, there was a big cyst on the end of the root canal. And my dentist showed me that. And that was just another confirmation of, you know, the things in life that we do and we don't realize how bad it is, and the health consequences that it had, and that poison that was in my mouth all those years from that root canal. And then when I went in and did my last amalgam replacement, they found some weird thing in my gums that had been sitting in there, and the doctor had to schedule me in to go in and pulled out this thing that looked like a seed or something that was, you know, hardened in like an apple seed, or like, it was weird. And I was like, oh my God, like, I couldn't believe that, and that was where one of my biggest root canals was taken out. So obviously when he pulled the root canal, that stayed in my gums as well. So I was really grateful that that got removed. I had on my nose a wart that I had for years, And with all of everything that I'm doing, that is pretty much disappeared completely. Dr. McLaughlin said on one of his talks with Donna, if you have any, you know, issues on your skin, you can mix the pawpaw. And I do. I do what he said, is I use alcohol and I open the pawpaw and I actually make the paste with the silver gel and I put it on my incision areas just to give it that extra, you know, that extra kick, I guess, just to, you know, just where the cancer was, and I do that all the time. And I find that really soothes, actually, my breast area when it's tight, and I put the pawpaw in there, and then I wrap it and leave it in there, and then it's like, oh, thank you, and it's such a nice feeling to know that Dr. McLaughlin, you know, shared that little bit of wisdom with us. The silver, I'd like to say, I put the silver in my eyes every single day, and when my eyes, like, sometimes it feels like I have things in my eyes, like a hair in my eye, which I don't, but it's just part of this condition that I'm dealing with right now. And as soon as I put that silver in my eyes, you know, people say to me how much more vibrant my eyes are, and instantly that feeling of whatever is stuck in my eye is feeling like it's no longer existent. I have a brother that had... I forget the name of, I want to say flesh-eating disease, but it's not the flesh-eating disease. It's the one where it makes you get all hot inside. I forget the name of what it was, but he's had this floating around in his bloodstream for like at least 15 years, and he would get these huge open wounds. His leg would expand to like five times its size where he couldn't walk, and I gave him that silver gel. And the silver gel cleared up all of those scabs and open wounds from his leg expanding so much and leaking out the poisons from his system. He wouldn't agree to do anything else because he finds it, you know, that's more my thing. But I did get him and still have him using the silver gel, and it makes a huge difference. I have a little dog, a little Jack Russell, who's 16 years old, who has cataracts in her eyes, and everybody was starting to say, oh, she can't see. And as I put the silver gel in my eyes, I put it in her eyes every single day, and I put it in her ears as well when she's having any ear issues. And within a day or two, she is completely no ear issues, no scratching. She still does have the little cataracts in her eyes, but she isn't anywhere like floundering to get around like she was. Like I've said to people, like, this is clearing up her eyes. Like she was getting me really worried, and now she's just like pitter-pattering around, goes here and there, and you wouldn't even think that she had anything at all going on with her eyes. The last one that I want to share is my cousin's husband had the psoriasis on his feet. And in the TAFI program, there's a part in there, I forget which chapter it is, but Donna has some pictures of people who have used the silver gel. And a foot is on there. And when I knew my cousin's husband's foot was really bad, and it's both of his feet, but they were like... I can't even describe to you the condition, like huge gashes, like thick skin on his heel that had like eczema times 200,000, like all open wounds. And I said, oh, my God, I said, you know, we're going to try something with you here, because he's been to every specialist that he could go to, and his feet are burning and peeling so badly. He you know, he can't even walk. So I listened to my higher self, and my higher self told me that he needs to drink the Silver Guard, and he needs to use the silver gel, and he needs the probiotics. Unfortunately, he does drink a lot of alcohol and won't stop. So my theory was that if I give him 10 to 20 probiotics a day, then that will help with the sugar and the bad digestion, And then when he takes the silver, that hopefully it'll get into his system. And I told him to take like 6 to 8 teaspoons of the silver every single day, which he has, and the silver gel on his feet. And I am happy to say that his feet are like 75% better. There's only a few open wounds at the back of his heels that are at least 50% smaller than what they were. I have pictures from my cousin. We've been monitoring it, and just absolutely amazing, just absolutely amazing. And their dog, too, she had issues with her ears and a big, huge abscess in one of her ears. And within 3 days with the Silver Guard, it her ear was down to nothing, no swelling, no big lump in there, no redness, and she's happy as a lark once again. So I'm a firm believer in Donna Ross and her program in Taffy. Anybody that I find that talks to me about cancer, because I do have a ton of people that contact me regularly, I tell all of them about Donna, and it's such a blessing and a godsend to have her like just hours away from all of us here in the Lower Mainland. And I thank her, and I just forever indebted to you, Donna, for your decision, you know, 30 plus years ago to help people like me. And I can't thank you enough for that. And that's it.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you, Nikki. And I can't thank you enough for taking responsibility for the health of your own body. This is not about me, Nikki. This is about you. You're the one that decided to educate yourself and decided to take this on, to take action for your health. And that's why you're getting the results that you are. This is so awesome. So I am totally indebted to you as well, Nikki. And I am indebted to you for sharing this with other people and making a difference for them in their lives, in their health, and so on. I'm just going to take a few minutes. If there is anyone on the call that would like to ask Nikki a question, this is the time to do so. So go ahead, please. Do we have anybody that would like to ask Nikki a question?
Nikki, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Nikki, how many times a day did you put the pow-pow and silver gel on your wart to have it disappear on what you were dealing with there?
I didn't actually put that on the externally. That's from internal. I used the pawpaw and the silver gel on my breast incisions.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's all of the Silver Guard and all of the, because I take the Silver Guard orally as well every single day.
But you mentioned something about Dr. Jerry McLaughlin telling you about boiling off the pawpaw and adding, and you said something, I think if I heard it right, that you mixed it with silver gel and applied it somewhere.
Yeah.
That was on your breast?
Yeah, it was on the breast incisions where the cancer was.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Because
so
I did something similar with coconut butter and boiling off the pawpaw on a spot I had on my cheek, which looked like a red spot or a fungus growth, and it's disappeared likewise also. But I used, I boiled off the pawpaw, like you said, with alcohol, and then I mixed a little bit of coconut butter with it and kept it in a container with a Q-tip, and I would apply it on my cheek about every day or two times a day, and in a period of about 3 or 4 weeks, it was gone.
That's wonderful.
I just wanted to comment. Isn't this interesting that even though there was a wart on the nose, how did that disappear without addressing it directly? It's because you did the program, Nikki. It's because Nikki did the whole program. So we have to understand when we do the program, meaning we are taking the superfoods, we're eating the right foods, we are using plant or herbal plants in high doses to the point that it is therapeutic. It's not just one part of the body that heals. It's the entire body that heals, including external things like warts. Very cool. I love it. Any other questions for Nikki?
Donna, I just want to add that I agree with you. I've been doing everything inside the TAPI program as much as I possibly could. And to actually say that by applying it topically, it may have helped, but I did it from the inside out also.
Thank you for sharing that, Michael.
Okay, hi,
I'm
Donna.
I'm hearing. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Jackie, Donna, from your TAPI, one of your current programs.
Oh, sure. Hi, Jackie. Go ahead, please.
Nikki, you had breast cancer. You had the double mastectomy. Then you were on, you were taking some nutritional support program, something like that. And then you said, then you had something happen. Something came back up. You had a diagnosis of something. And then you went on to Donna's program. And I'm just wondering what happened medically? What was the thing that cropped up, if you don't mind disclosing that?
I was told that I had a cyst in behind my third eye. Or no, sorry, a blood clot in behind my third eye.
Your third eye being what, your forehead?
Yes. Yeah, right behind the sinus cavity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that clot, they said, increased swelling around the optic nerve, I believe, and that's why I have issues around my sight.
Oh, okay, I get you. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome healing on your part. Thanks for sharing that all. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Great. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Jackie. And thank you, everybody else. And I'm just going to move into my portion of the talk. I appreciate all the information that Nikki has shared with us and all the information she has shared with us in regards to helping other people, like her brother, the dog, the cousin's husband, and so on. It's fabulous. This is what we're all about. It's sharing this information for the purpose of transforming the health of nations. We simply are not getting that education today in our society. We have to get back to the roots, meaning we've always had this information in regards to herbal plants. Somewhere along the line, it's been lost. And we're in the process of rejuvenating it and sharing it with the world, helping people to take action responsibly for their own health so that they can get their health back as well and enjoy life and love it, just like Nikki does. I want to move into cancer so we can discuss the five pillars of cancer. And it's not just cancer that we're talking about here. It's also Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis, or it's diabetes, or it's heart disease. If we only know this, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cells or internal skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I hope you get the picture that it is all related to the five pillars, which are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. I want us all to know what cancer is. How else can we address cancer unless we absolutely know what it is? Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens or starts when there is an injury. and the repair of that injury is not happening because there is a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls of that affected, toxic, injured area becomes mutated by fungal infection. So, in order for cancer to occur, there has to be in place, number one, an injury. We need to know and understand that cells in our body don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They follow the laws of nature. And that reason is to repair an injury. And I'm going to quote Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs. Quote, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. They divide to repair a wound. End of quote. For cancer to occur, or Parkinson's, or heart disease, or diabetes, or whatever that is, number two, there's a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate by the stem cells unless all the required nutrients are in place. Number three, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, because that's their job, cannot take place. So something is stopping the oxygen from getting to that injured area. What is it? Number four, toxicity in that injured area. It's so toxic that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that's causing that inflammation. And number five, there is an infection. That toxic debris accumulation is now leading to a fungal infection. Let's discuss each one of these pillars in a little more deeply. Now, I'm getting some background feedback noise. Just a minute. Okay, so, all right. Let's talk about injury. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was well known by medical doctors even 100 years ago. I have a medical or a copy of the medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler, 1903, who taught in universities at that time that the causes of tumor formation, this is his quote, may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation, such as rubbing, scratches, etc., end of quote. They knew that way back there in 1903. Why did this get lost? Now let's move into kinds of injuries. So one kind of injury is the injury that Dr. Ziegler talks about, the blows and the crushing fracture, and that would include accidents, physical falls, and so on. But we can't get hung up on those obvious physical injuries because it becomes deeper than that in 2016. Today, an injury can come from exploratory surgery. It can come from an infected organ that can rupture, causing an injury. It can come from a kidney stone that can injure the urethra internally. It can come from a gallstone that can injure the bile duct. It can come from a mammogram. They didn't have mammograms in 2003. 2016, a mammogram causes an injury. I've never had a mammogram. I plan never to have one. I will look after my health. A biopsy can cause an injury. Radiation burns cause injury. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Nikki talked about root canal procedures. That causes injuries. A sunburn can cause an injury. We're all taking drugs in 2016, prescription drugs. They all have side effects. They all cause gut permeability, leaky gut. That injures the stomach walls. We're talking about present-day grains, 2016, that have all been manipulated, hybridized, genetically modified, genetically engineered. These present-day grains have lectins in them. This is well studied by Dr. Davis in his book Wheat Belly, Dr. Cordain in his book Paleo Diet, Dr. Perlmutter in his book Grain Brain, and so on and so forth. Lectins in present-day grains cause leaky gut, poke holes in the gut membrane. That gets into the bloodstream. Lectins cannot be digested by our intestinal tract. They don't belong in the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy and impede blood circulation. Then there's phytates in present-day grains that deplete vitamin D3. Now we start to see why we are so vitamin D3 deficient. We're all a grain consuming society. And 2016 grains are depleting the vitamin D3 from our system and depleting many of the trace minerals. Toxic debris will invite viruses into our bodies. Viruses such as human papillomavirus, which can cause injury to the cervix. Toxic debris internally invite infections, bacterial infections such as hepatitis in the liver. And there's many different cases of all kinds of infections and viruses that will cause an injury internally. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency when the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks, as does the skin on the outside when it is dry, which means it's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency and probably dehydration. And today's agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them into bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods are so deficient in nutrients today that it has been stated you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which in fact has now sold over 5,000 copies simply by word of mouth, has a significant scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient food values of different foods in soils grown in 1941. And then in 1991, they repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991, and they discovered an alarming range of nutrient deficiency in all foods in 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium, fruits 27% less zinc, spinach 60% less iron, so on and so forth. We're very mineral deficient if we are simply relying on grocery bought, store-bought foods. Even in 1860s, Antoine Bichamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. I hope we get that picture of how significant it is to have all those trace minerals in our bodies so that that morbid, that toxic waste matter does not accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling in the 1970s, he was the father of vitamin C. He said, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. So we find that mineral deficiencies can cause an injury internally in weakened organs of our body. We find lack of omega-3 will reduce the amount of oxygen getting into the cells, and that can cause an injury to the cell walls. Some of us are drinking alkaline water or ingesting baking soda because there is this
philosophy out on the internet, in the internet world, that alkaline bodies cannot harbor cancer. Well, think about this. The stomach secretes hydrochloric acid for the purpose of converting proteins into amino acid components. If you are consuming alkaline water, 8 glasses a day, 24/7, 5 days a week, 365, and so on, imagine what you are doing to the stomach acids. You are neutralizing them. It's not the stomach that we want to alkalize. It is the area that's being infected. That's the difference. And the only way we can do that is to cleanse the debris out of our bloodstream and to stop putting it back into our bloodstream. We have toxic debris that are, or I should say, a toxic debris can invite parasites. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancer. She showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Toxic debris invites parasites. Then we move to the whole candida issue. Candida, yeast infection. It's fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida grows a tendril structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. That gets into the bloodstream. Candida moves into the bloodstream. That makes the blood sticky and heavy, impeding the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida produces xenoestrogens. They feed cancer. Those xenoestrogen destroys the function of the thyroid. That thyroid is responsible for metabolism. The whole metabolic process slows down. Blood circulation slows down. The body temperature drops. The iodine sources are impeded. And that's necessary for radiation absorption. That's why kelp can be so important. We have several products with Nature Sunshine. We have kelp that's the strongest in the world. And guess where our kelp comes from? Nova Scotia. The best kelp in the world comes from Canada, Nova Scotia. We have black walnut extract that's also high in iodine. And let's go back to xenoestrogens. They also scramble up all the hormones. They're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. And candida also weakens the collagen production of the membranes and weakens inner inherent weak membranes and organs and tissues. Antibiotics also feed candida, and they are also known to cause leaky gut syndrome and escape into the bloodstream. It does not belong in my bloodstream. We have different plant sources that we can use to address infection. We don't need to use antibiotics. I haven't internally taken any antibiotics for over 30 years because I rely on silver. Nikki talked about silver. We can get rid of all kinds of infections via silver. And if you didn't have an opportunity to read my newsletter on my trip to Ireland, please do so. We had a presentation by Dr. J, who talked a lot about silver. This is a nano silver that's made by Nature Sunshine, and it's the raw element silver that's converted to the mineral element silver. So it has no side effects, and you can drink a lot of it to get rid of infections. We also use cat's claw combination in high doses, probably 12 a day. We've heard Michael speak as well. When Michael had his root canals extracted, he used silver gel directly on the affected area where the extraction took place. He drank Silver Guard. He also took lots of cat's claw combination and healed that surgery or extraction
without the use of antibiotics. We want to talk about low body temperature. Low body temperature slows down blood circulation so that oxygen is not reaching the vulnerable organs. Nutrients are not reaching the vulnerable organs. And low oxygen levels means microbial invasion that can lead to fibromyalgia, Lyme's disease, cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, heart disease, depression, and so on. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And how do we address that? We have to clean out the blood. I'm going to talk about oral chelation here shortly. We want to address vaccines. They also don't belong in our body. They're loaded with heavy metals, timoroso, aluminum phosphates, formaldehyde, and so on. And even way back there in the 1950s, Dr. Bernice Eddy, who was a laboratory scientist, and she was studying the effects of vaccines by injecting vaccines into hamsters, she found out they were all getting tumors and cancers. She reported this finding to her colleagues in 1954. And told them and warned them if they were to institute a vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer, and we don't know why. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about it. What does sugar do to your teeth? It robs minerals from your teeth and calcium from your teeth and causes cavity. Well, what do you think sugar is doing to your organs internally? Robbing calcium, robbing minerals. Way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse. They were all getting cancers. So he took this observation and repeated it in a laboratory setting, and he connected sugar to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize in 1926. Why are we ignoring this? Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931 proved also in a laboratory setting that fermentation of sugar is a direct contributor to cancer. Why are we ignoring this? Dr. Koh also proved that too much sugar to the cells will provoke it to start exhibiting all the phenotypes of cancer. Why are we ignoring this? So one thing we need to know when it comes to all of these disease conditions is that injury is a key. And we need to address injury in order to provide a framework of nutrition to that injured area so the stem cells can do their job of repair and healing that injury. What happens when there is an injury? Whenever there is an injury, the brain sets up an ionic field around the injured area. So it sends a message to the injured area. We call that message current of injury. And that current of injury sets up a kind of an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. There's stem cells in every organ and gland of our body. Their purpose is cell replication. And so now they're triggered because there's an injury. And if there are enough fundamental building blocks in place, like minerals and vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and so on, the stem cells are happy. They will take those building blocks and they will use them for the purpose of healthy cell replication. They replicate healthy cells for you. At the point that the healthy cells repair the injury, then the whole cell replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. Now start imagining what happens if one of these building blocks is missing. If minerals, trace minerals are missing,
then the stem cells cannot do their job and will continue, and that current of injury will continue until you supply those stem cells with all the required nutrients, all the required minerals, so that they can do their job. I hope we get this picture. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury. How? By feeding our body with all the essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've talked about candida. I've mentioned toxic heavy metals from vaccines. Nikki talked about heavy metals from the mercury filling she had in her teeth. I've mentioned antibiotics. These all cause leaky gut. They get into the bloodstream. I've talked about toxic lectins from grains, cause leaky gut, get into the bloodstream, and all kinds of antibiotics that we've used. And all of these unwanted residues of toxic debris make the blood sticky and heavy. And that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And that, then the walls of the capillaries have little tiny holes, and those dilate. So now we have the escape of this toxic lectins and undigested food particles that are there because of leaky gut and heavy metals and antibiotics and whatever else. That moves from the blood through the holes in the capillary walls and starts to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissue. And the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are there for the purpose of transporting oxygen and nutrients to all the different cells and tissues. And they're there for hydration purposes. And they start moving from the blood and through the holes and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. So now we have a pool of blood plasma proteins. And they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water, and all this toxic debris. And that's accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. And this is the first process of inflammation. It becomes swollen. And your body is amazing. That's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system, because that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into our bloodstream via the subclavial valves, which is adjacent to the neck area. That's where the lymph system connects with the bloodstream. Then the lymph, which is a salty, fluidy part, will take all the excess sodium, all those toxins, and neutralize some of them. And others, they will take and dump them out through the natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what starts to happen when the lymphatic system becomes overloaded, because we continue to put lectin foods in our system, and then we get sick, so we take antibiotics and drugs, and then we get stressed out. So there's acids from emotions, and then we have root canals, and we have mercury fillings in the teeth, and we're doing flu shots and toxic chemicals and all this stuff. Eventually, that poor lymphatic system will malfunction. And so now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and various toxins over a period of time. This leads to a chronic inflammation where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. I just want to take a note here and say, you know, Dr. McDougall mathematically calculated that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer started when he was 25 years old. I want us all to know that that congestion from inflammation can take many years before it becomes known as cancer. And what does inflammation do? It stops the whole process of oxidation.
And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, I'm mentioning him again, that discovered when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer happen. If now there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then the oxidation process flips into fermentation. And the end result of fermentation is ammonia and acids. And this is when microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus are having a heyday. They live in a low oxygen environment. They live in that toxic, acidic environment. So that then we move to start to understand the next process. And this is when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line and causes a genetic defect of the cells as they replicate. So genetic defects do not come because you are inherently born with them. It's the fungus that causes that genetic defect. Cancer is not a genetic illness. And a result of that, we now have a constant replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And so that current of injury will continue with the continuous replication of mutated cells of the skin cells that we call cancer. And if it's of the nerve cells, we call it Parkinson's disease. And if it's of the spinal cells, we call it multiple sclerosis, and so on. So that when we come to understand that all of these disease conditions are an out-of-control growth that happen when the repair of injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency, due to a lack of oxygen, due to a fungal infection, we can take control. We can prevent cancer from happening in our body, or even if we're diagnosed with it, we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do? Number one, stop feeding the cancer. Eliminate sugars, grains, starches, and anything that's sugary, pop, alcohol, eliminate that so that you're not feeding your cancer. Number two, repair the injury. How do we do that? We eat the right foods, grass-fed meats, fish, chicken, turkey, lamb, buffalo, eggs, all kinds of vegetables, salads, walnuts, almonds, all kinds of seeds and berries. And even if you're eating the right foods, there's not enough nutrition. This is where we make a smoothie. Nikki talked about smoothies. She does them twice a day. And I know what Nikki puts in her smoothies. She's a Taffy grad. Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals. Collatrim Plus for the collagen that your candida is destroying. You can add Green Zone for all the phytonutrients that you may need. You can add aloe vera juice, which helps to heal leaky gut. We can add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and then berries of your choice, and maybe some water and ice. And this is an excellent, high-dense, nutritious smoothie that replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. I don't recommend juicing. We do not know the nutrient value of the juice or the juice that you are making. And these are apples and carrots and spinach and so on that comes from where? Grocery store bought food. You do not know the nutrient value of those grocery bought food. Then we take some super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in, toxins can move out. We decrease inflammation by drinking lots of chlorophyll and water to bind heavy metals. We take Flaxhall lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens. We take colostrum in an empty stomach to bind toxic lectins. We take Protease Plus enzymes to get into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles. We take Cat's Claw Combination, which is a herbal that I've already talked about. Opens up the lymphatic system, drains the toxins through the natural elimination channels. And we clean the blood out by using MC, the oral chelation tablet, that cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, aluminum, mercury, cleans out metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides, and thereby increases oxygen flow. We address elimination, which helps the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver to detoxify this debris. We have body detox. We have LBS2. We have several different combinations. We address the infection by using herbs like papaw, which has over 20 years of research by Dr. McLaughlin. Nikki mentioned Dr. McLaughlin this evening. We increase stem cell production by using astragalus. It's found in cat's claw, it's found in mineral chi tonic, and it's found in a capsule all on its own. There are many people who have done this program very successfully, and many of their stories are written in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And I'm hoping that you can share this information with other people so that it will inspire them to at least do one thing. Please stop eating that junk food, and please start putting high-dense superfoods. Have a smoothie at least once a day for cancer prevention or heart disease prevention, whatever that may be. We are nutrient deficient. We need those superfoods in our system. So with this, I am going to turn the recording off, and we can ask questions for a few minutes. So just give me a second.